From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria on Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. Joel Millman, a press officer for the International Organization for Migration, spoke with VOA from Geneva.
It's shocking because we're talking about a population that's already crossed from very dangerous places across the Sahara Desert or into the Mediterranean, where many have drowned. So to see this happening in Europe is quite shocking.
European Union members, Greece and Italy, and non-EU Balkan countries such as Macedonia and Serbia are dealing with much of the initial refugee burden through sea and land routes. More than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year, according to the IOM. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has proposed the creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In 2013, the United States and Russia jointly demanded that Syria get rid of its chemical weapons to avoid what would almost certainly have been a U.S. military strike in response to a poison gas attack on civilians in Damascus. But the attacks have continued, and there are concerns that Syria is using other toxic agents such as chlorine gas. A new report is indicating that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan possesses at least 350 nuclear warheads. This is VOA News.